Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, this week we are introducing you to the six hopefuls for this year's Eurosong Contest. And first up is Erica Cody.
Hello.
Song A. Song A.
Song A.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So they've changed things about now. You can come on here. We can play your song. Yeah. You can canvas, for want of a better word, between now and the Late Late Show Eurosong. Yeah. That's the deal.
Yeah, that's the deal. It's super exciting. It's kind of given me PTSD from Dancing with the Stars canvassing. But all very exciting. Yeah. It's been hard to keep this one a secret, but I think, you know, seeing the reaction and stuff, even this morning on Twitter, I think people are putting like 2 and 2 together. And yeah, it's been nice to finally be able to talk about it.
Yeah. And yeah. You're one of six.
One of six. Yeah. One of six hopefuls now to represent and fly the flag for Ireland. So
it's
you know,
bit bigger than Dancing with the Stars, I would think.
It's quite now. Apparently, the viewership of Eurovision is bigger than the Super Bowl. So yeah, it's quite a big deal. You know, I didn't make this decision lightly to enter. So,
well, how did you make the decision?
The song, everything was just kind of lining up. I'd been approached to do it before, to write a song for potentially a couple of years back. And for me, I'm a big believer in the universe and timing. And the timing just was never right. I had a lot more things that I wanted to work on to solidify my own career before I even thought of, you know, stepping on such a huge stage, or potentially stepping on such a huge stage. And yeah, there was just a lot of conversation going around. One of my best friends, Andrew, who I have a podcast with, Unapologetic, he was like, "You need to do Eurovision. I feel like you can bring it home." And I was like, "Really?" And I'd had the song. We wrote the song, myself, Amy, Ruth Ann and Richie McCourt, at a camp. And we didn't really know what we were going to do with it, to be honest.
So the song wasn't written for Eurovision?
No, we had just written it at a camp. And yeah,
that's interesting because a lot of people say, don't write a song for the Eurovision. Just write a good song.
Exactly. And then that conversation kept coming up as well. And I was like, is this all happening for a reason? And, you know, it was just one of those things that I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let the universe guide me and I'm going to follow it. And sure, lo and behold, the end of
it wasn't really the universe, because you made a call then, did you?
Made a call then. And I was like, look, what have I got to do? I have a song. I think it's good. And I would love to try and bring it home for Ireland. So, yeah, and here we are.
So just because people are interested in this sort of thing. So you had been approached in previous years.
Yes.
So you had that line of communication was open, if you like.
Yeah. Like my manager at the time had told me, she was like, look, they want to see if you'd be interested and even put your name forward. And I was like, I just don't think it's the right time right now. But I think, you know, with time, it might be something that I will do down the line. I never said never to it. Okay. And then, yeah, just this year, had this song, went through a whole lot of life changes, and I just kept coming back to this song because it's a real feel-good self-love anthem, not only for women, but for anybody who might be going through a breakup or anything like that. So it's the ultimate kind of, in my head, I think it's the ultimate kind of single girl anthem. So it's definitely been something that's helped me get through a lot of tough times. So I'm excited to share.
So you rang RT and they said, fine, we're ready. Is that
it didn't really work like that. I'd been expressing my interest for like a couple of months or whatever, a couple of weeks leading up to, you know, the submissions. And I was like, okay, what have I got to do? Got in touch and they were like, here's this link, upload it and then see what happens. And then the rest is history. We're here now.
You're here now. Yeah. And it's the first song of six.
Yes.
What do you think we need to do? Obviously, you're going to say, just vote me in and I'll go and do it. That answers that question.
Yeah.
Right. Are you a big Eurovision fan?
I am. I've always been a big Eurovision fan. It's always been one of those things, like me and my cousins would have Eurovision parties back in the day. And yeah, there's something about it and there's a real sense of community with it too. And I think, well, the Eurovision fans don't miss a beat because they've just been, they're like detectives. They've been able to put 2 and 2 together like all week pretty much. I've been getting tagged in certain things. And yeah, it's very exciting. And I just think, you know, it's about time that we brought it home, if I'm being totally honest.
We brought it home. That's your thing. You're going to get it on a T-shirt. We're bringing it home.
I think it's time we took our crown back and we brought it home.
We've
and
won it
took
7
it seriously.
Times. Sweden have now won it 7 times.
And you know what?
They're
it's
on home
back
turf.
In Sweden this year. And the last time you won was in 1996 with Eimear Quinn. I was born in 1996. Some could say it's fate.
So you were born the year we last won the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
There's something there.
There's something there. There's something there. We'll run with that anyway, right? It's super exciting.
And your favourite Eurovision song winner of all time?
It has to be Lorraine, Euphoria. Yeah, it was so iconic. I think for me, that's when I was like, oh, Eurovision is like huge. That's when the penny kind of dropped for me. But you know what? We've done the gimmicks. We've sent the turkey. Shout out to Dustin. And I just think it's time that we, you know, showed what exports that we do have and how good we can be. And I would hope that Love Me Like I Do could be that song.
Yeah. And you would be different as well.
Yeah.
You know, but like, that's
100%.
You would be the first woman of colour representing Ireland.
I know. I'd be the first black Irish woman to represent Ireland at the Eurovision. Yeah, that would be a first. That would be a very cool first. And I think the main purpose of what I do anyway, especially when I did like the likes of Dancing with the Stars, for me, it was all about representation. And if you see it, you believe that you can be it. Because, you know, all I had growing up was Samantha Mumba to look up to here, really, who was an Irish black female pop star. And seeing her doing what she could do and do it internationally made me believe that I could do it too. So yeah, it's even you saying that is like, okay, it's taken time, but we're here, and I think it's about time we.
You still have to get through.
Still have to get through Eurosong, but it would be amazing to be that first. You know,
Love Me Like I Do.
Yes.
Song A.
Song A.
Performed by Erica Cody. Written by
Ruth Ann, amazing Grammy nominated songwriter, Irish. Amy Fitzpatrick, also known as Amy, an amazing Irish woman songwriter, and Richie McCourt, who's also an Irish songwriter and producer, and he produced the track. So it's all Irish owned, and yeah, we're just really excited for everyone to hear it.
There's only room in this bed for one, so don't call me at the end of the night. You always wanted to see me burn, but I set my own heart on fire. I was lost, I was breaking, was all in my head, but I know what I'm feeling is right. I'm awake and I'm taking it into my hands. I finally feel so alive. No one can love me like I do. No one can touch me, touching me.
You just made the official video there.
Basically, yeah. You can see that on TikTok later on.
And there's a key change there, 30 seconds from the end.
There's a key change.
Brings it up.
We've got a bit of Gaelga in there.
Is there? I did. I missed that.
There's a bit of Gaelga. It's Misha Mana, it's Misha Gra.
Ah, right.
I am woman, I am love.
Right, I missed that now, and I've only heard it twice. And you took a break from music, and this is back with a bang.
Yeah, I had to take a break last year just for a little while because I needed to just kind of get my head straight. I was going through a lot of life changes. I was trying to navigate, you know, being single for the first time in a really long time. My dog had passed away that I'd had for 11 years. I had professional relationships that were changing as well. So I felt for the first time that I was really on my own and vulnerable. I wasn't on my own. I had an amazing support network around me, thank God. But it was just one of those moments where I was like, do you know what? I need to be still.
How long were you in a relationship for?
A long time.
What's
a long time? A good few years.
Right.
So it was a big adjustment, you
like
know.
A lot of your adult life, would you say?
A lot of my adult life.
Right, okay. That's, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, this, and it's funny because this song was, I didn't write it at the time when I was single. It was written at a time when I was still in a relationship. But it started to ring true to me more than ever. By the time Eurovision and stuff had come around, and I was listening to it anyway while I was going through all this stuff, and I was like, you know what, it just, as I said, the universe was guiding me and I was just following it, and I was like, you know what, I think not only has it helped me, I would love for it to help a lot of other people too who could be going through something similar, because that's the way I've always written my music.
Yeah.
It's very cathartic, and yeah, no one can really love you like I do. I think when I was on my own for a really long time over the last couple of months, and with my own thoughts and having to move spaces like house, I moved in with my best friend and we were both going through the same thing at the same time, and it was still, she's hurt me today, and it was still one of those things. We kept coming back to the song, we played in the car all the time.
Right.
And I was like, what will I do with this? Like, I know I have to release it, but I don't know when. And then yeah, Eurovision, it was just, right, that door just kept knocking, so.
Okay, well, there's the first of six, Erica Cody. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm excited. Hopefully we can get the job done.
You really like the song, which is important.
I do. I wouldn't put something out if I didn't like honest.
I'm sort of half joking.
But
you were giving it loads there. We turned it up to nine.
To the max.
Yes.
Turned up to 90.
And I was doing dad dancing, and you were doing,
I got some of that on camera too. That'll be on TikTok, right?
That's true. Right, Erica, thanks.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Right.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.